WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm David Hacker. 2 days of violence by protesters in reaction to immigration raids by federal agents in Los Angeles as President Trump ordering the deployment of National Guardsmen. And Saturday night, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth posting on X that, quote, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert. As this was unfolding, President Trump in Newark, New Jersey's Prudential Center attending UFC 316. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power across the southeast as severe thunderstorms sweep through the region so far this weekend.
The system spawning 9 reported tornadoes.
You can hear like the freight train.
Parts of Arkansas drenched. Flash flood warnings lasting for hours in Little Rock. Baseball-sized hail reported.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Sovereignty crossed the finish line first at Saturday's running of the Belmont Stakes. This is ABC News. The manhunt is underway for 32-year-old Travis Decker, the man accused of killing his 3 young daughters near a campground in Washington State. The National Guard called in to help, a $20,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Coco Gauff winning the French Open Saturday, defeating top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus. ABC's Ines De La Caterra has more from Paris.
Gauff becoming only the 3rd American this century to win. The match thrilling from the start. Gauff losing a close first set, but making a massive comeback in the second set as Sabalenka began struggling and dominating in the third. She now takes home her 2nd Grand Slam title, avenging a devastating loss here in 2022.
The FAA says it will continue to limit the number of flights in and out of Newark Liberty Airport to 34 through the end of the year. That's well down from normal capacity. The goal to reduce delays during ongoing construction, but it follows a cascade of issues caused by equipment outages and air traffic control staffing shortages. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number one of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio. And we're going to start it with the big payback. Why? They're doing live stuff at Atwood Fest, 145, day one, Saturday, July 26th. This is Looking at Me on Max Inc. Radio. More of the sounds of Atwood Fest continues in our Double Dip on Max Inc. Radio. It's the Big Payback.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Big Payback on Max Inc. Radio. See them at Atwood Fest. It's right around the corner. Make sure you make plans. The Rare Element will be there also. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all the products that you need to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and more. Oh, those rose bath bombs are amazing, too. Shop online at turtleisland.com or in person at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison. Rare Element now. You will see them live at Atwood Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. You can see them at Atwood Fest. Mark your calendars. Get out the big red marker. Circle the date. You, me, Rocker. We'll all be there. Jimmy K, too. Coming up next, Sam Ness. He's got so many live things. Tomorrow, he's here in Madison at the Red Rocks Saloon on the 10th, Hill Point, Wisconsin. Baraboo on the 11th. This is Press On Now on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream long ago, in the desert shadowed lands, there I was told, upon the mountain there was everything I seek, and the roads were there, but the path was up to me. My trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey. This new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. String around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold. I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me. In the nighttime when I know. I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. This new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast. Tomorrow I'll press on.
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 Sam Ness on Max Inc. Radio. Now we have Cat and the Hurricane. See them next June 13th. They'll be live in Kenosha, Stevens Point on the 14th. This is Sorry I'm Like This. And they're taking us to break on Max Inc. Radio.
I hear them speak, but
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Covered in food for my head.
you found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your mind tonight, 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 we'll get it right. Your mind tonight, tonight, tonight. Your mind tonight, 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 we'll get it right. Your mind tonight, tonight, tonight.
We've got to return.
2 a.m. I say write it down. Ask me again tomorrow afternoon, so I know you mean it. I'll be always running in opposite directions, thunder, lightning. There's always a split second before I hear the sound. I can see you coming. I see you coming.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a second day of chaotic protests in Los Angeles County over federal immigration raids, which saw police using smoke bombs to disperse the crowds and protesters setting fire in the streets, President Trump now signing a memorandum for 2,000 California National Guard troops to be activated to stop the violence. Despite ongoing ceasefire negotiations and more scheduled in the days ahead,
Russia intensifying its attacks against Ukraine. At least 7 people killed and 41 others injured as Russia unleashed a barrage of drones and missiles Saturday, targeting civilian and energy infrastructure. Explosions erupting in neighborhoods across Ukraine, including in the capital of Kyiv.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Israeli troops killing at least 8 Palestinians near a humanitarian aid center in Gaza. The new relief effort operated by a foundation backed by the U.S. and Israel has been marred by chaos and deadly violence. This is ABC News.